This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
For me, there is something more interesting where many of us, if we take a look at our lives, we want to earn money. When we earn money, we want to do certain things. We will have a good motor vehicle. We want to have a very nice home. We will build a very nice house. And how many years will we be living in that house? To be honest, very few. Maybe our children might live there if we are lucky, or one of them at least. Very few are going to live in the house that you built. And very few years will you live in the same house. By the time we usually have a house that is a house of our dreams, we are already quite old. And when we are old, the average lifespan of Banu Adam, according to the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is between 60 and 70 years. So we will already just live for a few years and go. But it is not bad. It is not something haram. It is not prohibited to build such a house. However, consider, have you built a house of the hereafter for yourself? That is more important. What have you done so that you can have a palace in the hereafter? What did you do so that the people, subhanallah, who are obviously around us, have been reminded of Allah such that we are constantly thinking to ourselves, when I pass away, where will I go? Have I prepared an abode? Have I prepared some house? Have I built my palace? So how do we build that palace? We build it in many ways, by developing your relationship with Allah, by doing good deeds, your salah, your tilawah of the Quran, your adhkar, that dhikr that we turn away from. That is how we will build our palace in Jannatul Firdaus. If there is dhikr that you fulfill every morning, every evening, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, glory be to Allah, praise be to Allah, Allah is the greatest, etc. These are powerful words that would result in the bricks that will build your house of the hereafter.